Okay, today's learning Shmuel Nishlas L'Chaim Lizim from Shaya Moshe and the Neil Rivka Vesar Shiraz Reis from Anath Ram Moshe Vesus from Shalem Atai and Moshe Shiva Malka being brought by Star Malka Matkitz and Otega Din and Vesus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simon Reish Mem and we are up to Sif Yud Beis. Okay, says the Mechaber. Also, L'Shamash Mitasei B'Shnei Rava in the years of hunger. You know, obviously, Baruch Hashem, today we don't really experience this, but back then they used to have periods of time that there was significant famine, and you're not supposed to have tashmish during those years. I lost the place. Ela l'chasuchei banim, only for those that, as the Rambam explains, perish mishein le'banim. So if people don't have children, so they have a mitzvah of Peru Urvu, so they are allowed to. Says Yerma, Vayala Kamasim Kuf Ayan Dalat Dalat, but Adim Bashat Sarah Shem Karavan, that it's not only for a famine, if there's a significant sorrow going on, then you are supposed to refrain from having Tashmish. And basically, other people are going through a difficult time, it's inappropriate to go out and just do things for the sake of not having a bad time. But again, if there's a mitzvah of Revu, then this would not be negaya. Let's see the Mishabur on this. Elav im Yitzer Miskabra. Look, what about even during the years of famine, the person's Yitzhahara, the person has a desire for this. V'yesh chashash yavlidei chasas zera. Because of that, he might come the shechva zera levatala. Kasa yorabba v'shem sefer divrei David v'simen tuf kufayadal lahakal. That at that point, in order to avoid that various, again, you got to weigh the chaimer inyan. So better, this is not a halacha. This is just something the chachamim feel is the right thing. So if it's going to, that's fine. If you're not going to bring yourself to have a more serious aver, or you're not going to pass up on the mitzvah of peru revu. But if not, then of course the husband and wife should be together. The chen kasba sefer beis meir, Evan Ezra, the beis meir says this away as well. So he said that if somebody does not have children, right, Salima, it's not that he was not yet Mekayim the mitzvah of Peri Verivia. Therefore, even if he has children, then if he doesn't have a daughter, it's Mutta. As we know, the mitzvah of Peri Verivia is a boy and a girl, one boy and one girl. So a person can have 12 sons or 12 daughters. If he does not have one male and one female, he had not yet been Mekayim the mitzvah. That not only if somebody doesn't have children, and not only if somebody is worried about coming to Ledei Avera, but on Leil Tvila, even during a year of a famine, you would be chiyuv in Oina. Says the Mechaber Sif Yud Gimel, Achsanoi Asa L'Shamish, somebody who's a guest by somebody else's house, is not allowed to have Tashmish. Now, it was common over there that when somebody is a guest in people's house, again, as we discussed yesterday, the houses were not necessarily set up the same way we are right now. The walls were thin. Multiple people slept in the same room. They didn't necessarily have locks on the door. So to have tashmish when you're a guest by somebody else's house, and it's potential that it would be a lack of tzias, either the other people in the house would know what you're doing, it's not appropriate. If they have a private house or a private area where other people won't know, then it's muta. However, even when it's muta, you shouldn't be using the covers or the sheets of the balabayas. Let's see why. Let's see the mishavura achsanoi. And even if all the people in the house are sleeping, you're not supposed to have tashrish because, of course, we have a concern. If there's people who have access to the room or there's multiple people sleeping in the same room, even if they're sleeping, there's always a possibility that they wake up. And again, it would be a lack of snias. They give them a special, their own place. The balabais has no access to that place. It's only for them personally. So then you're like, it's as if your own house. It doesn't have to be, you have their own house. You have a private room that has privacy, then it would be muta. But talisa shabalabayas, why shouldn't you use the sheets of the balabayas? Shami yaroi carry aloft, because the balabayas will see afterwards a semen on the sheets. Issa b'erev and samach gimel. Hayashim bekila So again, that's again not a derech tznius. So although many of these halachas are not as negeya today, but the concept is still negeya. There's a certain level of tznius that a frum yid is supposed to have. The relationships between a husband and a wife for a frum person is private. It's only between the two of them. Nobody else is supposed to know about it. Nobody's supposed to be aware of what they are doing. I once heard many years ago from the Rav Pam was once walking into a simcha, and there was another person who was a more modern person, but he was considered himself a Talmud Chacham. And the person was walking, holding his wife's hands. As we know, that the Alpi Halacha, you're not supposed to walk around in public your wife's hands. The world's not supposed to know what everybody's matzav is at that moment. But the person held differently. So he passed by Rav Pam. He didn't let go of his wife's hand. Rav Pam didn't say anything, of course. Rav Pam was a quiet person. He didn't start up with people. The person couldn't resist. And the person said to Rav Pam, Rebbe Sadach Mutter. In other words, he was arguing with Rav Pam that you are allowed to walk around in public holding your wife's hand. So Rav Pam looked at him and says, Yeah, Veise Mutter. But Nishye Deinem is wissing that it's Mutter. I know that it's Mutter. I assume you're holding your wife's hand. She's not a Nida. But not everybody has to know what's going on. These things are all, that's what the Mechaber Mishabura are teaching us. All these things are supposed to be private. Isn't Be'er Vindach Samach Gimel. Somebody sleeps in a killer, is a kind of bed. It's sort of like this smaller, like a cot. You forced the women of my nation out of their house of their tainug. In other words, you shouldn't sleep in the same room as another couple. Even if she's a nida, and therefore they're not going to be able to be together anyway, they should still not, you should not be sleeping in the same room. It's botem kivega, just so nobody goes overboard. And when you're dealing with somebody that the man and the woman is wants the person to sleep there, because somebody is sick, they need someone to take care of them, an aid, orderly, this halacha does not apply. It applies to a regular couple. You should be respectful and give them their privacy, because even if they're not going to do anything because you're there, so then, as the Pasuk says, you are causing them not to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Says the Mechaber Sif Yudalad, Shivchas Zera, the man producing the Zera, Ukoyach Haguf Amaranayim, this is the power of the body and the light of the eyes, meaning that it causes to weaken you. If a person has it excreted frequently, haguf kala, the body becomes weakened, disintegrates. You lose your life. Somebody who is very steeped in bila, zikna kafatzasal, if he gets old early, his strength weakens, his eyes dim, if he gets bad breath, he loses his hair, he ends up growing a lot of hair where he doesn't want it, he loses his teeth, and many, many different pains and sicknesses, chutz mi'eli barnov, come onto this. So a person shouldn't overdo it. Amri chachmei reifim, the doctors, this is not quoting halacha over here, he's quoting the medical professionals. Echad me'elef meis mishach halayim, one in a thousand died from other diseases. Ve'elef mireif tashmish l'fichach tzarechad b'lizah, a person should be careful about this. It should be in a proper balance, not be overdone. Says the Mechaber Vayta, Sif Tezbav, Lo Yivavu Sevei Ayroiv, a person, it's not the appropriate time to be boiled with your wife when you're very, very full, you just finished a meal, or Ayroiv, when you're very, very hungry. You should have eaten, but you allowed yourself time to digest. It's not appropriate to have Bila standing and not appropriate to do it while sitting. It's not in the Beis HaMerech. It's not in the day that you went to the Beis HaMerech. We'll see what this means, because we did say that you're supposed to bathe on Shabbos. Well, actually, that's going to be part of the first Siman in Hilchah Shabbos. So what does that mean? You shouldn't have Tashmish on the day that you went into the Beis HaMerech. We'll discuss that in a moment. Not on the day that you had bloodletting, not on the day that you're traveling. Again, we'll have to discuss this as well, because we said earlier in this siman that there's a mitzvah before traveling to the derech to have oina. Oy be a mina derech the day you come home. V'loy lefnei, v'loy lachrayim, not before and not afterwards. V'ha de bereshah siman shechayiv lefakta, that we did say, Iri, so the Ramah gives us a little bit hint to the explanation, k'shu roichiv ayosha bekarin, that the person is traveling by wagon, that the Mechaber tells us that on the day of going out to travel is somebody who's traveling by foot. Somebody's traveling by foot needs his strength. And if he's going to do that on the day that he's traveling, he's going to not have the kayach. So let's see all of this. Let's discuss in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, not on the day of bloodletting. Misha Chalav and Israpa, somebody who got sick. We're talking about somebody who got seriously sick, and he got cured. You shouldn't immediately have tashmish. You should wait until your power, your strength comes back. Because if a person is not fully recovered, it's going to weaken him. You're risking your life. The mahalik, this that we said, that you should not have tashmish on the day that you go out to the derech, is you're going by foot. That here we're talking about benigeya to medical advice, and over there we're talking minhadin. So therefore, a person is just saying that you have to judge in yourself what kind of travel you're going to. You're going to go to a travel that's going to require a tremendous amount of kayach, a difficult, difficult trip. Then you got to be careful, because this, as we said, weakens you. On the other hand, if you're going on a trip where you're traveling by wagon, by car, by plane, where it's not going to weaken you, then you have the mitzvah of the oina, the teda. The ha'kam nami v'loy b'yom shenichnas l'merchetz. It says, let's look at this. The Mechaber over here said, not on the day that you go into the base of merchetz. V'loy lefneim and loy lachreim. V'yadua, not the day before, not the day after. V'yadua, the mitzvah lirchas b'chol erev Shabbos. On the other hand, we have a mitzvah, al tzkavet Shabbos, to bathe ourselves on every erev Shabbos. V'oynes tamad chacham is Shabbos l'Shabbos. And when did we say that a tamad chacham is supposed to have tashmish? On Friday night. El karchas called their rak mitzad refuahi. This is from a curative perspective. If a person is not fully by his strength, he's not healthy, then he has to be careful of these things. On the other hand, a person who has his full strength, even on the day that he bathes, nothing's going to happen to him. Hayotze mibeis hakisei kvua, tehena sheyesha makam moshev, you're going out from a beis hakisei kvua. Questionable of our beis hakisei is considered beis hakisei kvua, not la puke beis hakisei are temporary. Ayishamish mitase at sheyesha shir chatzi mil apachis. You should wait at least a half a mil, which is about 9 minutes. We have to shave them. Today, it would seem that the bathroom is our house. We don't have the same concern of the shave them. The chen kos of gamba say, but if you go camping and you're using an outhouse, maybe you should consider waiting 9 minutes. So chen kos of gamba say that you're in b'shem azay, or you shouldn't go camping. Ella, do kos of shle yishamish mitasa kol ay seshon. The zay, it says a lot longer. The base of frame learns that even the Zoya doesn't really mean a full hour. You should wait a short amount of time. Ayin shum. See over there. It's written from in the name of the Zoya. The Isha my nekes loy shamish elabashosha tinik yashin. A woman who is nursing should only have tashmish when the baby is sleeping. But after the tashmish, and after the tashmish, like tonic, you should not nurse the baby. And after shear hilach shnei milan, you should wait at least 36 minutes. And matinik boicha, wherever the child is crying, tamtu lepacha shear mil, you should wait at least 18 minutes. Having a child cry is not such a, people say, big deal. The baby is crying. Reb Chaim, actually unrelated to this whole sugya at all, but a very interesting tshuva from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a tshuva. They asked them about people who want to train their babies to go to sleep, and they let the baby cry for an extended period of time so they should learn how to sleep. And Reb Chaim says that it's tzar b'lechaim, and it's issa d'oraisa to do that. You're a parent, take care of your children. The isha shemacheres tfilasa l'tzar b'ayla, a woman who intentionally delays her going to the mikveh, intentionally to be mitzayah her husband, avera gedoyla b'yada, it's a great sin. She causes many, many bad things to happen in this world. That's in the zayah. Kasa b'seif achsidim. Also, Haska Hashem, the Chaldavish Kedusha Gedayan Shech Mazera. If a person had Tashmish and there's still Shech Mazera on him, hasn't cleaned himself all off yet, you're not allowed to say Hashem's name. Rak Yishnev Mayim Amakoymois, Shantinev Atzma, he should cleanse himself off on any place that got dirty. Because of Swarm should Tomid Yayetzel Mitasa clay mayim, you should have water not far from your bed. The Yitli Yadam kind of matash Mishrachar, you should wash your hands. Because Miss Oyre Bikishi Aver Bachalim, a person wakes up in the middle of the night with Kishi Aver, according to the Zoya, Yazar shall according to the Sefer Hasidim, I'm sorry, Yazar shall live a laws, Kiabonim Yi Pigumin, Chasvashalom, that can create Bonim Pigumin. But Af Imhimuberes, even though she, if she is pregnant, Tailed Ruchim Vishin, it creates these neshamis that are not complete in the world. Yeshli Zarim, you lost some sefer alamita sheyashalem. You shouldn't have any sefer on the bed, even if it's covered. So we learned earlier that you're not allowed to have tashmish in the room, even if there's a sefer that's not in two covers. But even if it's in two covers, it shouldn't be on the bed that you're having tashmish. But pratim ishtay kishichvas zerer matzi olav, specifically because there is shichvas. I'm sorry, the first part is you shouldn't even have a safe on the bed that you're sleeping on before we even get the tashra. You shouldn't have a bed that you're sleeping on. So here we're talking about even if the safe is uncovered, right? You're allowed to sleep in the room. But if you have a safe in your room and you're falling asleep, you should make sure to put the safer down on your night table. You shouldn't, we're not talking about during tashmish, but the safer should not be on the bed that you're sleeping on. And certainly if somebody's sleeping in the same bed with his wife, he should not have tashmish. Okay, you're not sure I have a safer over there, even if it's covered. Okay, and Emiatz Hashem, we will continue this tomorrow, and we'll be able to finish up. Emiatz Hashem, Shkoyach, thank you.